Continental Tyres, AFL Trade Radio.
Yeah, boys, look, I've listened to a lot of Trade Radio the last couple of weeks, and I'm pretty sure that the narrative around this is a little bit wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, but on the first day, Stephen Wells said, we believe a pick between 27
and 8
and 7 is and 8 is where it is. Now,
pretty big window, isn't it?
Between 27 and 8 is, like, you go halfway between that, that's around, you know, 17, 18. That's not pick 22. Now, additionally, the other, you know, talk is Geelong haven't played Jordan Clark. Now, that's just not correct. In his first season, he played 18 games as an 18-year-old. In his second season, he played every game until he did his shoulder and then he couldn't get back for the finals. And then in this last year, he played the every game at the start of the season until he did his shoulder again, and he went out of the side, and without any VFL to get any form to come back in, it took him an extra few weeks to be able to get back in, but he came back in, played a bad game because he hadn't played for about 6 weeks, and was back out 2 weeks before finals. So he's, we do rate him. He's only going to Fremantle because, not because of homesickness or anything like that. He wants to play football. Geelong are happy to play football, happy for him to play football. And I would say that if Geelong were to get rid of him, they, at the draft, they'd probably be looking for a player like Tom Brown, who is that like-for-like replacement, who you're going to have to pick at around pick 21 to be able to, or 19 to be able to guarantee that you're going to get him, because he's going to go pretty early in that second round, if not the first.
Yeah, so I disagree with some of that. I think that they had a reluctance, certainly, to play Jordan Clark.
They certainly had a reluctance to play him in his spot,
in his, where he wants to play, off, back flank. Off half back. So, and he was in and out. You're right, he did have injuries, but I think there was certainly some frustration with Matty Scarlett towards the way that he played as well, Jordan Clark. And when he played, I don't think he did a lot wrong over the last couple of years to warrant getting dropped. I understand what happened and how they've factored their list over the last couple of years to keep him in contention with free agents and also trading for some of those older players. But I think he deserved to play a lot more senior footy than he did, and I understand that the shoulder situation coming back from that. So he's only played 32 games in the 3 years, and I think he walks into Frio's best 22. And if the kid wants to go home and play every week, I think he's well within his rights after the last 2 years of what's happened at the Cats, not being able to find himself in that 22. And also the pick, the 22 and 19, Matty, Frio worked really hard to get themselves that pick 19.
Yeah, they gave up plenty to get the 19.
Is that why they blinked, though, in the end, ultimately, perhaps? Come this far. Well, Can they walk away?
They gave up not as much to get the 22 because they thought the 22 would get suffice. And by all the language that Geelong used, it was going to suffice. But then all of a sudden they end up with 19 and gave up plenty for that 19. That's why the discussion, the arguments are having. We gave up plenty for the 19. We didn't give up as much for the 22, but you were going to be happy with the 22 until we got the 19. So that's why there's an argument. But the other argument is, he's a 21-year-old kid with a four-year contract in front of him. We're assuming around 350, which is, it's going to be worth $1.5 million for a kid, 21. And he stays at Geelong next year and he's out of contract and he doesn't get played again next year. That's what he'd be thinking. I'm not in their best team. And he's going, I'm going to be out of contract next year. Do you reckon I'm going to get a contract for 4 years for 350? Yep. No way, no.
And Freo don't need to pay that if he doesn't play a lot of footy and is out of contract next year.
They don't need to pay it. So run a line through the Dunkley, 700 5 years, $3.5 mil. He's never going to get that contract offer again, Dunkley, at the end of next year when he comes out. So, and people couldn't have blued over Scully going to GWS for $6 million for 6 years, or Tom Boyd, they're never going to get offered those contracts again. That's why they took them.
Gary Ablett Jr. as well.
So I'm cutting him some slack on wanting to get back there because he's thinking, I've got $1.5 million in my hot little hand for 4 years. Who knows what's going to happen at the end of next year at Geelong? And I could be out my ear. Yeah. So you can understand he's in why he's so keen to get back to Freo.
Nick's in Williamstown. Sorry to keep you waiting, Nick. Welcome.
That's all right, mate. Look, I was just going to talk about, and obviously we all are, about this whole Jordan Clarke debacle. So basically, it's just come out on social media. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it. Someone privately messaged Jordan Clarke about the purported conversation between him and Stephen Wells. And he has basically said that it did not get heated. He did not hang up on him. And don't believe everything you read in the media.
Oh, dear. Now, Sam, you were the one who reported this. You broke this exclusive.
I did catch a whiff of that, Nick, to answer your first question. I did see that response.
What's your retort to that one, Samuel?
Retort? The story is absolutely true, Nick. I can tell you it is. Now, obviously, Jordan Clarke wouldn't be thrilled. I'll grant you that perhaps it's got out into the public space. And look, people can hide behind semantics with things like this. The same thing happened last year with Nathan Buckley, and Adam Treloar caused me a bit of grief going back 12 months. So look, semantics are always at play. I've checked the story out, loath to believe the first person that tell you. You go to people who know, and you find out, you establish it to be true, and you report it as such. If there's some semantics at play, which there might very well be, one person's recollection of a phone conversation might be different from the next. I suppose that stands to reason. But I'm comfortable with it, Nick. At the end of the day, he really wants to play somewhere else, and he's been willing to either pick up the phone or answer the phone and go a fair way to driving it himself.
Yeah. Yeah, can I just follow up, though? I think the issue here is that he's not denying that this phone call took place. He's not denying, and I don't think anyone thinks that there hasn't been phone calls between Stephen Wells and Jordan Clarke. What I do have a problem with here is that if the player, is outright denying that, so then it's, you know, he got heated and that... Stephen Wells, you know, was hung up on by Jordan Clarke. That is the character of two different people that is being impugned. So you're having Jordan Clarke, who, you know, is basically could be viewed as petulant for hanging up on Stephen Wells, who's revered as quite a giant of the industry.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then you also have the other, you know, the other side of it, you know, that like, so Fremantle looking, well, do we want this kid, you know, like if this is how he's going to behave when he's, you know, under contract at the Geelong Football Club, and, it just creates.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying, Nick. I can only tell you that I'm comfortable with it. I wouldn't have done it otherwise. I checked with multiple people. They're not something that you float out just from a journalist perspective willy-nilly, because you do know that these sort of things come with blowback all the time, regardless. It's what you sign up for when you go with them. So you make sure they're absolutely spot on before you do. So I can only tell you that I'm comfortable with it. But I grant that probably the player himself wouldn't be too happy with it getting out into the public space, and he would want to leave at least publicly on good terms. I'll give you that as well. So I can only say I'm comfortable with it, Nick. That's pretty much
at this point.
What's that?
Okay, it's just your word against his.
Yeah. Well, I can't. I'd love to be able to tell you the people that you speak to establish these stories, but we can't do that, or we're not going to be in the industry for too much longer. But
so the Instagram message that was sent. So that he sent a DM.
I think a direct
message apparently to someone else who screenshot it, and since then it's been deleted. Is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's been. Well, I'm not sure if it's been deleted. I don't think so. But clearly, his direct message, apparently, as Nick's alluding to, has been screenshotted and then put up somewhere. So
I'll message him during the break.
Make of that.
I'll DM him and see what the go is.
Make of that what you will. It would shock me greatly, given the people that I did speak to earlier on today.
Clarky, Coondog here. What's happening, brother?